service to come into play at that point, and this is where you can affect it to what they're doing now, even though you're not aware of it.
But that's the timeline I'm saying. Right now, I might have done all that. But that year, none of that.
Yeah, but the year before that, you had a social insurance number.
Yeah.
And they were operating upon the belief that since the year before you used it, or the year before the subject you used it, that now you were using it, and they came at you and said, you owe us this amount of money. And yeah, and you didn't respond properly, that shut them down, so then they allowed them to come in and take it. And they either took it from your bank account, or, and that bank account has a social insurance number associated with it, which you never had to do, or they're taking it directly from your company. But how they're doing that when you're your company and you're yourself and you're paying yourself, they must be taking it from an account directly, and there's got to be a SIN associated with that account.
Yes, the account has a SIN.
Well,
there's a bunch of that too, right?
Abandon the SIN.
There's a bunch of that too, right? Federal or provincial.
If you had no SIN, by getting your SIN, you agree to everything they're doing. You previously agreed to what they're doing. Even though it's not specifically outlined, the basics are there, you agreed to it, and you took your SIN and you associated with this bank account, telling them, hey, if I ever owe you money, just go here and dig it out at will. And you never realized you were doing it.
So you don't have to divulge your SIN for incorporating the bank or that business, that business account.
You may have to, you do not have to have a SIN to open up a bank account. They might demand one for a business account, but you just DBA, do business as.
Sorry, I have a quick question with the SIN as well. I remember having flashbacks when I was got my SIN, and I remember we had a booth set up at my elementary school. I must have been 8th grade or some 7th or 8th grade. I must have been 13 years old. How could I have consented to that?
Yeah.
Because at law, when you're 18, they didn't unresend it.
So that's
is it still in place?
I have.
Well, since between 18 and now, you haven't done anything counter it, and therefore, it must have been something you were happy with, and it must have been something that benefited you, and you even realized when you were a child it was a benefit to you.
Let's get a job.
Abandon the claim of interest. Tell them you do not want an interest-bearing account. You don't want their interest. Thank you very much. It's usury. It's my religion. All I want is because it's a bank account. Don't pay me interest. To really protect it, find someone you trust implicitly and have a bank account with two names on it. It's not an OR account. It's an AND account where they need both names. You and your buddy, and you both open up a two-person account, and you have an agreement where, yeah, only you will go and start your account, and I back it up for you, and you sign the check as an agent, that sort of liability established for limited liability, so that your agreement recognizes that the only reason you're doing this is for that reason, and you're not a party to whatever transpires within that account.
Okay, Rob. So what about assets acquired using this SIN? Is there say property or how?
If you were employed by McDonald's, you earned money from McDonald's and then bought a car and then quit McDonald's, would you own your car? Would you own your car to McDonald's?
Okay, it's the same relationship then.
It's a corporation.